This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the new coronavirus has infected 3.71 million and killed more than 258,000 people. With only the most serious cases being tested, though, the numbers are believed to be much higher. The U.S. is by far the worst hit by the pandemic, with 71,000 deaths and 1.2 million infections, numbers experts predict will continue to rise. The new coronavirus outbreak has halted economies all over the world. People are staying home in order to prevent the further spread of the virus. European leaders have generally waited for the number of infections in their countries to decline before relaxing tough lockdowns. In some countries and regions, people are being allowed to return to work in certain sectors, and more shops and restaurants are being allowed to operate. However, governments are still mandating people wear face masks and maintain social distancing amid concern easing restrictions will bring a second wave of infections. Germany will allow all students back to school this month, all shops to resume business, and even restart the top-flight football Bundesliga, even though it would remain spectator-free for now. Spanish lawmakers extended a state of emergency, allowing the government to keep lockdown measures in place for at least 2 more weeks. The vote comes as Spain said foreign tourist arrivals plummeted by 64% in March, a major blow to a key economic lifeline. And France is inching towards a May 11th deadline to allow some schools to open their doors again after almost 2 months. The number of people who have died from a coronavirus infection in France increased by 1.1% Wednesday to 25,809, just 8 fewer than Spain, which saw its virus toll rise by 0.8%. This is VOA News.